Start with your boy New 318. Oh man, I've been gone for a long time. Been almost 2 years. I hope I could get me some goddamn people back on here. Shit. Been almost 2 years, almost since 2018, since I've been on this motherfucker. I just be going through a lot of shit. You know, as everybody be going through 2020. This year has been fucked up for everybody. I mean, since 2018, I've been working, but I had a baby now. I got a baby. A little boy. I love him to death. But speaking of death, I almost died. Literally. Last year, 2019, around this time, October the 3rd of 2019, me and my girl, at the time she was pregnant. And my baby was supposed to come on the 22nd of October, but he ended up coming on the 7th. But anyway, she was pregnant. We had a wreck on the highway, on the interstate, where this oil truck had hit my car on the driver tail end, spun us out. We were going 60 miles per hour, spun us out. And we hit a light pole in the middle of the highway. Luckily, everybody was all right. Nobody was hurt. I had towed my car. Nobody was hurt, but it made my girl go to pre-labor at that point. And a couple of days later, literally, I think a day later, if I'm not mistaken. No, 2 days later, I had my baby on the 7th of October. So, not only that I have been doing that, I also, like I said, I've been working. I've been working a lot, trying to get my business started. I have a cooking business that I'm trying to get started with me and my family, me and my two cousins. So, I really be trying to push that. But now that I got that up and going, I told myself I need to get back on my podcast stuff. Because it's been a little minute. It's a lot happened since 2018. I ain't going to talk about everything. I'm just going to talk about some of the stuff that, you know, I know. Or what's going on or whatever and shit. And then tell a little more things about how I feel. Particularly about family. Because family, how can I put this? Your family is your own worst enemy, really. When it comes down to it. So. But I'm going to get in that a little later. Right now, I just wanted to go ahead and jump into it. So, it's 2020. And we got fucking coronavirus everywhere. The Lakers just won a championship. Kobe died. As a black person, we are fighting for black injustice. It is a lot going on in 2020. And, I'm just going to jump into it. For us, the black injustice and racist stuff go, me personally, I don't be into it that much, like talking about it. I mean, I know as a black man, and me having black children, as you know, well, I shouldn't say black, brown children. There are males too. I know I'm supposed to be more conscious of where, but I'm not. I really ain't. I'd be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I really do be like, fuck it. You know, because just to be honest, in my life, I don't fuck with a lot of people, so I really never got in a lot of trouble. You see what I'm saying? So, polices, I never really encountered too many police situations. You know, I had a couple of times, you know, where I got arrested, but like I say, the police weren't racist. You know, I got the three times I did get arrested, two of them was by, well, most of them, no, one of them was by a black officer, and two of them by white police officers. And like I say, the white police officers, I ain't have no problem with them or nothing like that. And this was just last year, 2019, a couple months before I had my baby. Like I said, I've been going through some shit last past 2 years, especially in 2019, this damn year, so. But anyway, and so like I say, I really never had no, you know, encounter with police officers. But I know being a black male and raising black children, black males, I had to teach them to how to encounter laws, the police, because we are black males and they look at us different. When they look at us, they look at us as we are dangerous. We are thugs. We are gangsters. But everybody from the hood is not like that. Like, I am literally from the motherfucking hood. I'm not like that. The couple of times I've been arrested, it be my fuck up. Yeah, I'm just being honest. The first time I was arrested, I was 13 years old. I had just came back from Texas. I had just started smoking weed. I had got some light green. This back in the days. 13. This was 2003. Shit, I had got some light green. And if you smoke, you know how good the weed was back then in 2003. You ain't had to go buy no loud. We could buy regular all day and be high as hell. But yeah, and I had got some regular weed from Texas. Came back down here. And man, I got a homeboy to stay on the corner. Cause I stay on the DN. But I got a homeboy to stay on the corner. And he was older than me. I couldn't buy no cigars. I couldn't even go to the store and buy a cigar to smoke. So what I did, when I went up there, I told him, like, hey man, go buy a cigar. You know what I'm saying? His ass hopped in. His ass didn't have a goddamn car at the time. His ass hopped on his bicycle and went to the store. Now, my homeboy, he was older. I always hang out with older people. So, he was probably like a good 20-something, maybe. 21, 22. I know he's like 10, 11 years older than me, so. But and my dumb ass was way down the corner with a pocket full of weed. It really wasn't even though a lot of weed. It really was like a dime pouch. You know, stand on fucking corner, looking at the fucking weed like a dumbass, walking back towards my house. I literally did not hear the laws. They literally came right up on me. Came up on me, bloop, bloop. I look back there, right there. I couldn't do shit. I got the weed in my fucking hand. What can I do? They ain't pulling no guns out on me. And I understand this back in 2003. But they ain't pulling no guns out on me. Two white officers, they ain't pulling no guns out on me or nothing. They seen the weed. They got the weed. They searched me. And they arrested me. I mean, shit, I had weed. But back then, you know, this little misdemeanor, blah, blah. I never had a bad encounter with a white officer. I'm just saying. Now, I know a lot of people that have had bad encounters, and I'm seeing all this shit that's going on in the United States, and it's fucked up. It's fucked up. That's why I say I really can't. I can ride for my people because I am the same color. I am, you know, my brother's keeper. But at the same time, I never been encountered by a white racist police officer. It's just simple as that. So, this is how it goes. But I know I have to raise my children to understand that we are black people. We are black men. They are going to look at us differently. But why, Daddy? Why they look at us different, Daddy? Because they were raised like that. And that's real shit. I don't give a fuck what you say. When you were born, you is not born a fucking racist. You are taught that by your parents. You are taught that by your environment. You are taught that by your community. And that's the same thing go for black people about the laws. When we come out, when we being born, we don't come out saying fuck 12, fuck the police, fuck all this shit. We was raised like that. But why are we raised like that? Because of the shit that we see police do to us. And vice versa. The police see the shit that we do in the hood, you know, robbing and killing and stealing, drug dealing. They see that shit. And they want to, you know, come to the black community, you know, and try to kill everybody, basically. Instead of hearing us out. That was fucked up about this whole shit. It's fucked up ass communication too. Because let me hit my weed real quick. Hold on. Because the simple fact, we aren't raised like that. I mean, we aren't born like that. We were raised like that. We, as black people, we do the things we do because of the environment we are in. It's that fucking simple. I swear to you, if we flip the fucking races, white people will be the majority of people in fucking jail. Just let be real. White people, to me, and this might come out as sound as racist, but I really don't give a fuck. To me, white people are more crooked than black people. I'm going to tell you why. Because first of all, it's more white politicians than it is black politicians. And everybody know, I won't say everybody because some people are still on some stupid shit. But mostly everybody know that fucking politicians are fucking crooked as fuck. Most politicians are crooked as fuck. They just taking the money and packing it. That's what I don't think, that's what they do. And then they don't give a fuck about what the black people have to say what's going wrong in their fucking community. If we do stand up and say, well, this fucked up in our community, or this fucked up in our community, they don't want to listen to that bullshit. And then we, as black people, we want to go vote. Oh, we see a black person that's running for politician. We thinking, oh, well, damn, yeah, they get in the office. They going to do everything. They ain't going to do shit either. Because you know why? They got white people over them. And they not going, and we all know as black people, you not going to fuck up your position for another motherfucker. Just let's be real. Just let's say, for instance, if somebody You were black and you was in a position of power. You know what I'm saying? You the president of whatever the fuck of a company. But you got a white CEO that's over everything. And you got this social injustice shit going on, and you know he don't like this shit. You gonna go and say Black Lives Matter and talk about this and that about the black people, where you know your boss ain't gonna like that shit. He might fire you for that shit. You ain't gonna do that shit. That's the same thing to go on with the black politicians. Man, I'm black. I just got in the fucking seat. And you think I'm finna let y'all fuck up where I just got in? Hell no, I'm not finna do it. I'm not finna do it. Hey. That's just what it is. This is real shit. This is real fucking shit. So, man, all that I can say, baby, you better live. Like, for real. You better live. Because, 2020, this shit been crazy. 2020 been crazy like a motherfucker, man. I'm damn politics and shit, man. It's so much to go on into this racist and justice shit, cuz, you know, and then I think a lot of people don't look at it as, you know, I think a lot of people looking at it as it just happening. Like, the shit been going on for years, man. We are still slaves. There's a lot of people are still mentally slaves. Like, real shit. But as black people, or as people as a whole, we have to look at it from both fucking sides. Only thing black people want is equal fucking rights and equal opportunity. But I feel like we really ain't gonna never have that shit. Because white folks going to want us, keep us down. And the thing about it is that we do the shit we do to get the fuck out the situation we in. You know what I'm saying, man? If we was raised in better situations, dude, I promise you, it wouldn't have that many black people in jail. Because we would know what the fuck to do with the money. Think about it. We go on the street, sell drugs, rap, play basketball to become millionaires or whatever. Just imagine if that same person was born and already had money in the family. And wasn't raised in the hood. You see what I'm saying? And wasn't raised in the fucking hood. We would have a lot less black people in jail. Cause we won't go do the shit that we are doing. We won't go gangbang if we know our fucking family got $1 million in the bank. We won't rob people if we got money. We won't sell dope if we got money. We won't do none of that shit. It's a situation that we in. And you know, some white folks don't see it that way. Some white folks do see it that way. There's a lot of white folks that do say the same shit I'm saying. Like, it's their situation. Look where they being raised at. It's the environment. Like, it truly is the environment. I know a couple of black people. They my family. They never been raised in the hood. I will be honest with you. They don't even come around us. You know why? Because they not used to this. They not used to be in the hood. They don't stay in the hood. And don't get me wrong, they call my grandma every now and then. But see, my side, where I'm in the family, is the hood side. And the people who wasn't raised in the hood in my family, they were raised in the suburbs. They grown. They got kids now. Guess where they stay? In the suburbs. You see what I'm saying? Us in the hood, we striving to get the fuck out the hood. Well, I mean, technically, I'm not in the hood. My hood no more. Because I have moved. I have, you know, evolved. Which you can evolve. But I don't stay in the damn suburbs either. I can tell you that goddamn much. She still gone. I can tell you that goddamn much. So, shit. Just let's be real, you know what I'm saying? It's our fucking environment, man. I swear, because I know if I was raised in the motherfucking white home, shit, ain't no motherfucking way. Or, you know, in a nice home, family got money, ain't no motherfucking way I'm finna go and go try and rob something and go kill something. For what? What? For what? I'm not finna do that shit, kid. I'm not. So, just simple as that. The police. Y'all. Yeah, I'm talking to the motherfucking police. 12 as the black people call them. But I say police because the motherfucking police. That's what they say. Fuck that. Y'all had to come. Y'all goddamn nerve. Y'all too fucking hype and ready to fucking kill people. I don't like that shit. Like, every time you pull me over because I'm black, because you don't gotta just up and fucking grab your gun and try and kill me, man. Learn how to fucking listen. We are fucking humans too. Just because you got that fucking uniform on don't make you no superhero. You know you still can get shot and get killed, right? Like, for real, man, don't do that shit. Listen to what the fuck the man got to say. Because it's always two sides to the story. And shit, maybe three or four, depending on how many people here. Or what the situation is, you know what I'm saying? Just learn how to listen to people, man. Y'all don't got to be so goddamn trigger happy all the fucking time. They ready to shoot and kill a motherfucker. Then why you ready to shoot and kill a motherfucker? When you know that shit get, man, that shit, cuz. The shit get out, the shit gonna go crazy. I know it been plenty of fucking police who kill black people and got away with that shit because it's, you know, it's not on camera and shit like that. I know it been a lot. Can't tell because it be a lot on camera, so I know it been more off camera. Cause stop being so motherfucking trigger happy. Every black person is not out to fucking kill you. Now if you pull over a motherfucker in the fucking box Chevy, sitting on some 30s, 30-inch rims. Got boom, 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 boom. That's the only fucking thing you hear. Then, you know, that's a little different. Then you can be a little extra cautious, but you don't got to fucking, hey, you know, you don't got to be. Yeah, I'm going to need backup. I'm finna kill this nigga. Type shit. Like, real shit. Get reformed. Go fucking retrain. Go do whatever the fuck y'all gotta do. Stop out of fucking killing people. Breonna Taylor kicking in the goddamn woman though. Wrong house. How? Fuck you talking about the wrong house. I never heard that shit in my life. The wrong house. Like, come on, man. Stop doing shit, cuz. This shit's stupid, cuz. Stop being so fucking trigger happy. Y'all ain't get them uniforms. Y'all think y'all fucking Superman or whoever the fuck y'all think y'all is. Y'all are not. Y'all are still fucking human beings just like we are. Y'all were kids at one motherfucking time too, just like we was. Shit. Even for the motherfucker who been bullied. If you a cop and you ever been bullied as a kid, motherfucker, I been bullied too. Be a nigga ass and move on with your fucking life. I been bullied. Wait till I get big. I'm gonna become a cop. I better not see you. I'm gonna shoot the fuck out you. Stupid shit. Life real, man. Shit pissed me off when I'm thinking about that shit now, man. That shit pissed me off. Stupid ass motherfuckers. Man, she ridiculous, cuz. That's what I say, man. I swear to God, cuz if a black police officer kill a white dude, cuz, it'd be World War fucking III around this bitch. They gonna pin his ass to a fucking cross. Pin that fucking black police to a fucking cross. That shit dumb, man. I don't, man, cuz that shit dumb, cuz. I'm done talking about this fucking subject cuz I'm getting pissed off. Shit don't make no fucking sense. Man, if it roll up. This is the end of this motherfucking segment, cuz. I'm gonna be back later with another motherfucking segment to talk about. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna talk about, but whatever I'm talking about, I'm gonna talk about coming off the top of my head. Fuck y'all. But if you like it, just like it, subscribe. Whatever, man. I'm new. All right.